Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo, and we're going to visit with Wendy Augustin and Sherry Ness from CCM Health. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Well, before we get started, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Sherry Ness. I'm a registered dietitian and licensed nutritionist and certified diabetes care and education specialist. I've been at CCM Health for 30 plus years.
Okay.
And I'm Wendy Augustin. I am a registered nurse and also a CDCEF, Certified Diabetes Education Care Specialist. Also work in EMS here at the hospital, and I have been here 27 years.
Wow, okay. Well, thanks for joining us, Wendy and Sherry. Appreciate it. What are we going to talk about this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
We would just like to go over November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and we have broke down into a few different weeks of topics, and would like to talk about some health promotion and health awareness things that individuals with pre-diabetes or diabetes might be interested in managing their care.
All right. What exactly is diabetes? I mean, if you describe diabetes, what is that?
Well, there's three different types of diabetes. Type 1. A person does not make insulin, so they're required to take insulin injections or with an insulin pump. Type 2 is a little more complex in that people still make insulin, they just don't make as much, and they're not using it as effectively as they have in the past. And then we also have gestational diabetes that can happen for some women during pregnancy where they become resistant to insulin and may require just some diet and exercise monitoring, and some do require medication or insulin to manage their blood sugars during pregnancy.
Okay. My mother had diabetes for many, many, many years. I think she got it when she was 14 years old, back in the 40s, and she passed away at 82, so she had diabetes all of her life. Most of our family has diabetes, so we're kind of well aware about how to deal with it and stuff. So,
I think that brings up a great point in regards to family history, and I think within the healthcare world, we do a much better job of screening individuals, so diabetes potentially can be identified and subsequently treated much, much earlier than historically it has been.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just going to turn it over to you, Wendy and Sherry, and tell us a little bit about diabetes, and November is National Diabetes Month.
All right, sounds great. Thank you. Well, the first little section that we're talking about and really promoting is for individuals to be aware of their risk factors and do things that they can to bring those risk factors under control and mitigate any long-term risks that they may have. Knowing what your numbers are in regards to blood pressure, cholesterol levels, managing your blood glucose. Specific to diabetes, there are criteria that we follow the American Diabetes Association recommendations for diagnosis, and A1C is what is considered the gold standard for diagnosing diabetes, and that's something that typically is screened on an annual visit with your healthcare provider. A range of 5.7 to 6.4% would indicate a pre-diabetes, and an A1C of 6.5 or higher would give the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes. Once diabetes has been diagnosed, again, this would typically be specific towards type 2. There can be lifestyle modifications, sometimes medication management, and that can be anything from oral agents, meaning pills, there are injections, lots of new classes of medications that, even though they may be injectable, are not considered insulin. Some of those are dosed on a daily basis, and others have the convenience of just once a week dosing. So quite an array of treatment options for managing type 2 diabetes. As Sherry pointed out, the differences between type 1 and type 2, individuals with type 1 diabetes, which historically has been considered the juvenile onset, those individuals do need insulin on a daily basis to manage their symptoms.
Okay. Yeah, diabetes treatment has really come a long ways, hasn't it?
It has. Today we were just talking about this the other day, the majority of our patients, we feel almost up to 75% of the people we see are using glucose sensors now, or continuous glucose sensors. So again, they apply this and they wear it for 7 to 14 days, and it monitors their blood sugars, which is great, so no finger pricks. We have a majority of our type 1s and many type 2s that also wear insulin pumps today. So we have made major advances in achieving better control for people with some of the technology that's available today.
Okay, good. All right, what else we have about diabetes?
Well, another thing that's very important in managing type 2 diabetes and type 1 and also pre-diabetes is, again, looking at people's weight and trying to aim for a healthy weight. For a lot of people, when they go and see their provider, they may recommend some weight loss. And I think people get overwhelmed feeling that, oh my gosh, I got to lose 50 pounds, 100 pounds. It isn't that much. If people can lose even 5 to 7% of their current weight, they can lower their risk of developing type 2 diabetes, and they can also manage their disease much better. Again, when people have excess weight, there's insulin resistance involved, and that requires then more insulin to get the job done. So again, a 5 to 7% weight loss for a 200-pound person is only about 11 to 14 pounds. So that seems much more realistic for a lot of people. And we can see people, again, with some weight loss, they can control their diabetes for a number of years without having to increase medications or take more medications. So always a good idea to try to aim for that healthy weight. Another big one that can help with weight loss is increasing your physical activity. We know, again, that when you're physically active, you're burning more of that sugar in your bloodstream. And so again, that can help manage blood sugars. And the American Diabetes Association recommends 150 minutes of exercise, moderate to intense exercise, in a week. So divided by 5 days in a week, that'd only be about 30 minutes a day. So if people can take part in some regular activity, again, not only is it good for blood sugar control, but also lowering their risk of cardiac disease, improving their heart health, and again, keeping their metabolism running at a higher level. So those are some big things to do to help manage the disease.
Okay. I was at my doctor asked me what my weight loss goal was. I said, 100 pounds. And he said, let's get serious. Let's shoot for 10.
Yeah, great.
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Well, how about eating healthy?
Yep, that was the next thing I was going to talk about, eating healthy and watching your portion sizes. Today, we really use the plate method of meal planning for people. Again, when you think about a 9-inch plate, if we can divide that plate into quarters, we want everybody, not just people with diabetes, everybody to try to shoot for having half of their plate be vegetables, and it's the non-starchy vegetables. We know people that eat more vegetables are just generally healthier overall. They lower their cancer risk and they have better blood pressure. So again, dietitians as I am, we're always pushing people to eat more of those veggies. Then a quarter of your plate being the starchy part of your meal. So again, trying to aim for whole grain options as often as possible. And then the other quarter of the plate would be your lean protein. So again, chicken, turkey, pork, fish, you know, trying to do red meat a couple of days a week. Leaner cuts are always encouraged. Also, cheeses and eggs can be considered protein. So that kind of takes up the plate. And then you can also have, again, a serving of fruit and also a serving of dairy. So whether it's a yogurt, a glass of low-fat milk, those things kind of make up the plate. And again, many different recipes, meal plans available on some of the websites by the American Diabetes Association and the American Heart Association. Another big one we like to stress is watching out for those added sugars and sugary beverages. Again, people don't realize how many carbs they consume when they're drinking some of those beverages. And today, we're able to look at a food label and we can see how much added sugar is in certain foods with that portion size. So zooming in at the added sugar, and the goal for men is 36 grams in a day or 9 teaspoons a day. For women and kids, it's 24 grams or 6 teaspoons a day. Again, for that added sugar when you're looking at the label.
Okay, real good. All right. What else? What are some things we should avoid, I suppose?
You know, I guess when it comes to food, I always like to tell people there isn't anything that you have to totally avoid. I guess when you think about it, it's, again, those sweetened beverages, the really sweet things. We live in a carb world today. And so, again, people are under the impression now that carbs are bad for them. When, again, carbohydrate foods like fruits, veggies, whole grains, dairy products, those are complex carbs and those are very healthy options. It's the less healthy ones, the more processed things, like, again, the pop, the candies, the sweet cakes, the desserts. Those are the things you want people to try to cut down on more so. And again, use that plate and try to plan your meals. And again, it isn't that we have to avoid every cookie we see or every piece of cake, but again, it's moderation. How often are you having it and how much are you having?
Okay. All right, anything else?
A strong misconception in the general public in regards to if an individual has diabetes that they're not allowed to have sugar or the cakes, the cookies. And I think fortunately that approach to treatment and care has really significantly changed over the years. And again, as Sherry said, it's a way to work things in because we know life is going to happen. People are going to celebrate and have birthdays and weddings, and an individual can have those sweet treats occasionally, but it's the exception, not the norm.
Anything else, Wendy and Sherry, on diabetes?
Well, this month again, November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and so we're doing kind of weekly updates within our media postings, and we are doing a screening event on November 16th, two different times, 9:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 3 in the main lobby of CCM Health, where we will be doing free blood sugar screening checks, lots of information specific to some of the holiday meals that are coming up, lots of helpful information there, and there will be door prizes and just a time to share information and promote diabetes awareness. We'd love to see folks open to the public.
Okay, when is that again?
November 16th, Thursday, November 16th, 9:30 to 11:30, and again from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay, great. So take part in that, and I might come over and sit in on that.
That'd be great.
So, all right. Hey, thanks a lot, Wendy and Sherry. There's a wealth of information there, and appreciate your time here on Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you,
Paul.
It's Wendy Augustin and Sherry Ness from CCM Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.